Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, I introduced us biblically to just how safe it is to walk with God. I hope you were with us for that. This week, we have established from the life of this man Abram that God is safe and it is safe to walk with him. And you will hopefully remember that we made our way through the book of Genesis, reading several scriptures that highlight this word walk. Due to time, I will not reread them today, but will repeat the references to make sure if you want them, you have them. These are Genesis 12, 1 and 4, Genesis 13, 14 through 17, Genesis 17, 1 and 3, 8, Genesis 5, 21 to 24, and 6, 7 through 9, as well as Genesis 24, 39 to 40, and 48, 15. And I do encourage you to read these and mark that word walk. As we get moving today, I want to take us to several other texts that demonstrate how walking with God is descriptive of how the ancient believers followed and worshiped the one true and living God, how the disciples did, and how we modern-day Christians do as well. For this, I have picked up my Bible and turned to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. In this verse, Moses is speaking to Israel, and he says this, "Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." Ah, there it is. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. Walk in all his ways. Over in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14, God says this to Solomon, "If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and commandments as your father David walked, then I will prolong your days." 1 Kings 3:14. And then, of course, and rightfully so, these famous words from the prophet Micah, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." That was Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, Micah 6:8. The Lord required that Abraham walked before him, and the Lord requires that all his people walk before him. Dennis Kinlaw, whose theology is well-flavored with pastoral concern, also makes the connection between walking with God in the Old Testament and walking with the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. For example, we read about Zacharias and Elizabeth in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. Notice what the parents of John the Baptist did. They walked blamelessly in the commandments and the requirements of the Lord. They walked safely with God. Luke 1, 5 and 6. The Apostle Paul writes repeatedly about walking. He says to walk in the Holy Spirit, walk in love, and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. And then this from the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. "But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin." I love 1 John 1 verse 7. Walk in the light. And Jesus is the light. And speaking of Jesus, when we meet him in the Gospels, we find that he talks with people, men and women like you and I, and Jesus says to them two words, follow me. Jesus is walking. He did a lot of walking. And he finds him a person, and he says to this individual, follow me. That is, come walking with me. Just as God said to Abram, walk before me, so Jesus says to his disciples, follow me. Let's pick up one instance of this calling Christ makes and settle on Matthew. I happen to love Matthew, and just this one verse in his gospel is one I find very compelling. It is Matthew 9, verse 9. Matthew 9, 9. Well, that's easy to remember. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth, and Jesus said to him, follow me. And Matthew got up and followed Jesus. Matthew, or Levi, prior to his calling as a disciple of Christ, this man Matthew was a tax collector, and that made him the object of great derision by the Jews. He was considered a thief and a traitor. And yet Jesus sets his eyes on him, indeed, while he was actively collecting taxes. And the Lord simply, yet profoundly, says two words, follow me. And then Matthew reflects on his own actions. He got up and followed him. Matthew, like his forefather Abram, minding his own business, when along comes God the Son and calls, commands, get up and walk. Follow me. And as we know, when we continue to read the Gospels, Matthew kept on following Jesus. He walked countless miles with his Lord, all the way into the eternal life promised to all who follow Jesus Christ. What does Christ want? He wants Matthew to follow him. He wants you and I to come and follow him. And that makes total sense because as far back as Genesis 12, God wanted Abram to walk before him. And all the way back to the garden in Eden, really, God wants to walk with men and women. This all reminds me of another good word from Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 27. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This teaches us that Jesus chooses people to follow him, and when we hear his voice, when he demonstrates to us that he knows us, he identifies us, then we will follow him. We will go walking in safety with our Lord all the days of our lives. How about you? Are you one of the Lord's sheep? Have you heard the Good Shepherd call and have you followed him? Sheep will do that, go after the shepherd. Wherever he goes, they go. Are you going with God this day? Well, Christ desires that we walk in unbroken, sweet fellowship with him today and always. It is safe to walk with God. When I think about this, I also contemplate the Psalms. I do not know if you read the Psalms. Most days, some days I falter, but most days I like to read a Psalm before I get out of bed. I find this sets me on the right course for the morning. And some of these Psalms speak of finding safety in God. John 10, which we have read, reminds me immediately of Psalm 23, for example. You know this, don't you? Well, let me read it to you anyway. Hear now the word of God to your spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is such a sense of safety in Psalm 23. Psalm 46 is another one. Hear Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kings tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. It is safe to walk with God. Psalm 91 is another one. Read Psalm 91. You will find again the safety in God. And on the Psalms go, and on we could go, but I must go. Join us again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.